Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How to Travel the World on $50 a Day, Revised. Travel Cheaper, Longer, Smarter. By Matt Kepnes. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Introduction. We are told travel is too expensive to do long term. Fancy tours, hotels, five-star meals, and budget-blowing flights are supposedly what travel is all about. The travel industry keeps this image alive with advertisements in magazines, on TV, and on the internet. These advertisements always have the uncanny knack of showing a luxurious holiday in some far-off destination where we can go to get away from the stress of our day-to-day life, if only we pony up the money. At least, that's what big corporate travel tells us. But they are lying by omission. They are hiding the fact that travel is affordable because you can't run a big magazine or media company by selling hostels, discount transportation, or cheap tours. You need big ad revenue, and luxury travel companies have that money. So the media promote a style of travel that is more upscale and thus more lucrative. Even when I read budget travel magazines, they often list budget accommodation at $150 US, as if anyone could afford that. That is probably out of the reach of most of us, and seeing those kind of prices keeps most of us at home. Yet everyone I know wants to travel more. Many of the people I encounter in life dream of wasting their days in paradise, sitting on a beach, as a breeze cools their face and a beer quenches their thirst. But when most people travel, they always seem to head out on a short vacation, even if they had the time.